Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about a pretty controversial topic in psychology and in society of late, and that's personality disorders, a complicated group of diagnoses which are getting more and more prevalent in our society, leading some people to actually question whether some of these disorders actually exist or whether these are just manifestations of the human condition related to experiences with trauma and difficulty, and whether it's actually right to be calling these expressions disorders in themselves. So, some common signs and symptoms of personality disorders are frequent mood swings, really difficult and stormy relationships, angry outbursts, a high level of suspicion, mistrust, or even paranoia. Because of some of these things, a bit of an issue making friends and keeping social contact, an increased need for instant gratification, difficulty managing impulses and particularly managing emotions, and increased alcohol and substance abuse. So as you can see, the first bit of difficulty with that is that some of those things can be highly related to situations and actually are quite common in that we all experience some of these things to some degree. Given that, that's where the difficulty of actually diagnosing personality disorders comes from. The other thing that I think is more interesting to talk about, and this week's Mind Game is associated with this, is that anyone that's been labelled with any type of mental health issue, including personality disorders, then also suffers from social judgment and social stigma, which often makes their situation that much worse and can actually lead to even more cases of mental health issues and different diagnoses in and of themselves. So what is stigma? Stigma is the social judgment or the treating someone differently because of a particular issue or disorder happening in their life. And these can be mental health issues, they can be drug and alcohol issues, they can also be physical health issues and disabilities. It's the type of discrimination which people have long tried to work against and to correct in our society. So what are the impacts of this stigma on the stigmatized individual? Well, social isolation, withdrawal from social contact, society, jobs, hobbies, and all of those activities which actually help keep people buoyant, resilient, and recover from the issues that they're experiencing and live a full and meaningful and productive life like we're all entitled, are one of the chief results of social stigma. The second thing that can commonly, unfortunately, happen is that stigma can become internalized. And so while initially society would have judge someone quite harshly, over time that individual actually starts to judge themselves by the same standard, and so has a continual source of reinforcement of that negative view. It can have a massive impact on their self-esteem and can actually lead to the increased incidence of anxiety and depression and further social withdrawal. So their situation actually deteriorates even more. So this week's Mind Game is actually for us, and we need to actually play this week's Mind Game for the benefit of others and really have a considered look at and a time reflecting on the role of judgment in our own lives and the jokes that we laugh at, some of the comments that we make, some of the terms that we use, which can be unfortunately stigmatizing for people even if they're not present when we use them. So consider that the role of judgment and the power of language in your own life. And then the second Mind Game would be to consider reaching out and maybe finding out about mental health issues, finding out about the frequency and prevalence of them. Consider what that might be like for someone and their lived experience. Get involved in mental health campaigns and become informed yourself, because by doing so you can take a powerful step to eradicate social stigma and make the lives of people that are already suffering difficulty that little bit better. So be careful with your judgment this week on Mind Games.